Boston priest urges vote for Joe Biden because he is pro-life. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on August 27, 2020. A Boston priest wrote this week, "People can be pro-life even if they support abortion rights," urging his followers to vote for Joe Biden in November. "I am pro-life and I believe in a woman's right to choose," writes Monsignor Paul Garrity, pastor of the Parish of the Sacred Heart in Lexington, MA, in a recent Facebook post. "I will vote for Joe Biden for president because I believe that Joe Biden is pro-life like me." The Boston priest said that Catholics and others who believe as I believe should elect Joe Biden to be the next president of the United States of America. "I am pro-life and I believe that every woman who becomes pregnant deserves to have the freedom to choose life. This is what I believe Joe Biden believes and is one of the many reasons that I will vote for him in November," said Monsignor Garrity in his August 23 post titled "I Am Pro-Life and Support Joe Biden." In his post, the priest also takes aim at an organization called Catholic Vote, insisting that the group does not speak for the Catholic Church. He also says that his own nuanced position on abortion reflects the wisdom of Pope Francis. As of this writing, the priest's Facebook post appears to have been deleted. In a follow-up email statement to Catholic news agency CNA, Monsignor Garrity insisted that Catholics should not be single-issue voters and that the Church is neutral on the issue of voting. Garrity said the reason he posted on Facebook was to tell Catholics that it is okay to vote for Joe Biden, that they have a moral choice to make in the upcoming election. "Biden is the pro-life candidate," Garrity said, that adding that in the 2016 election, church-going Catholics were told they had no choice by bishops and priests. "I'm hopeful this will not happen again," he said. Last Friday, Tennessee Bishop Rick Stickett questioned Joe Biden's claims to being a devout Catholic, suggesting that Biden's public stance against church teaching regarding abortion means he is not in full communion with the church. "Don't understand how Mr. Biden can claim to be a good and faithful Catholic as he denies so much of church teaching, especially on the absolute child abuse and human rights violations of the most innocent, the not yet born," Bishop Stickett wrote. Last May, the Bishop of Providence, Rhode Island, insisted that a person cannot be Catholic and pro-abortion because it would be a contradiction in terms. "Just saw a headline in a Catholic newspaper with the phrase pro-abortion Catholic. Sorry. That's a contradiction in terms," wrote Bishop Thomas J. Tobin on Twitter. "You can't be a Catholic, at least not an authentic one, and be pro-abortion. Or pro-choice. It's the same thing. The Catholic Church teaches that abortion is a grievous moral evil equivalent to murder, as it involves the intentional killing of an innocent unborn child. Being in full communion with the Catholic Church entails embracing its core teachings on faith and morals. The Catechism of the Catholic Church states, from the first moment of his existence, a human being must be recognized as having the rights of a person, among which is the inviolable right of every innocent being to life. Abortion is gravely contrary to the moral law," the Catechism declares, "and, therefore, a person who procures an abortion incurs excommunication from the Church by the very commission of the offense." During his campaign, Mr. Biden has reiterated his support for abortion on demand and has promised to work to repeal the Hyde-Helms amendments that protect taxpayers from having to finance abortions. Follow at Williams Rome.